This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Brazil finalized 10 outcomes in New Delhi today to strengthen cooperation across critical minerals, digital cooperation, sharing of traditional knowledge, health, MSME, entrepreneurship and mass communication among others. The decisions were taken following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva at Hyderabad House. Both the leaders committed to raise bilateral trade to over $20 billion in the next 5 years. The External Affairs Ministry said during their meeting, both the leaders reiterated their vision for an inclusive and multipolar world order. They also called for urgent reform of the United Nations, in particular the UN Security Council. In a joint press statement following their talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said ties between India and Brazil have enhanced under President Lula's leadership.
ब्राजील लैटिन अमेरिका में भारत का सबसे बड़ा ट्रेड पार्टनर है. हम आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 बिलियन के भी आगे ले जाने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है. हमारा व्यापार केवल आंकड़ा नहीं, विश्वास का प्रतिबिंब है. राष्ट्रपति जी के साथ आया बड़ा बिजनेस डेलीगेशन इसी विश्वास को दिखाता है. भारत मर्कोसुर ट्रेड समझौते के विस्तार से हमारा आर्थिक सहयोग और सुदृढ़ होगा.
Mr. Modi said agreement on critical minerals and rare earths is a major step towards building resilient supply chains. He said cooperation in the defense sector is also continuously growing, terming it an excellent example of trust in each other and strategic synergy. He said India and Brazil agree that terrorism and its supporters are enemies of all humanity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through a video conferencing today. With this initiative, country's semiconductor ecosystem will receive a major boost, fostering innovation, skill development and technology transfer. Home Minister Amit Shah today laid foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kachitoli in Kamrup Metro District. The cost of the project is over 260 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting on the occasion, the Union Minister said law and order situation improved significantly in the state during the 10 years of BJP rule and large industrial houses are now turning to Assam. Earlier in the day, the Union Home Minister attended the 87th Raising Day Parade of the CRPF in Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from the country by 31st of next month. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that various technical solutions have been presented at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Visiting the venue of the summit this morning, Mr. Vaishnav said there is a huge enthusiasm among the youth about the AI summit. Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. The expo will remain open till 6 p.m. Chief People and Strategy Officer of Niruti Climate and Ecosystems Private Limited, Raj Patnaik, said the India AI Impact Summit is a significant initiative by the government that provides an opportunity to showcase innovations across various sectors.
I'm Raj Patnaik. I'm the Chief People and Strategy Officer with Nairuti Climate and Ecosystems Private Limited. We have been working with State of Odisha to generate AI-based agromet advisories for roughly 85 lakh farmers of Odisha. Right now, we are piloting in 11 districts with 5 crops. Our aim is to scale it up to 30 districts of Odisha with 115 crops. And this is basically a benefit for the farmers.
Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi today underlined the importance of maritime cooperation while inaugurating the 5th edition of the Goa Maritime Conclave. Addressing delegates, the Navy Chief described the recent congregation of 74 nations at Vishakhapatnam for the International Fleet Review and the harbour and sea phases of Milan as a maritime mahakumbh. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 177 runs against host Australia in the third and final T20 at Adelaide. In reply, Australia were 54 for 3 in 7 overs when reports last came in. In the ICC T20 World Cup, the Super 8 stage is set to begin today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.